Have you ever felt like the world keeps telling you what to be as a woman, but something deeper inside whispers there's more? John and Stassi Eldridge's Captivating has touched millions of women precisely because it speaks to that whisper. The book's premise is revolutionary yet ancient. Femininity isn't about rules or roles, but about recovering something that was always there, a glorious heart designed by God Himself. Every woman carries three core desires: to be romanced, to play an irreplaceable role in a great adventure, and to unveil beauty. These aren't superficial wants, they're the very essence of feminine identity. Think about the little girl who twirls in her dress asking, "Am I pretty?" or the woman who secretly loves being pursued. We've been taught to be ashamed of these desires, to downplay them as weakness. Yet they persist because they're not cultural conditioning, they're divine design. Imagine the creation story as a masterpiece unfolding. God begins with broad strokes, light from darkness, land from sea, then adds increasingly intricate details. The symphony builds to what seems like its crescendo with Adam, but something is still missing. Then comes Eve, the final astonishing work. Not an afterthought, but the pinnacle of creation. Even in Eden's perfection, with Adam in unbroken fellowship with God, something was lacking. It is not good for man to be alone. This statement is staggering. Eve, woman, was essential. Her creation completed the picture in a way nothing else could. Am I lovely? Am I worth pursuing? This question echoes in every woman's heart, while boys ask, "Do I have what it takes?" Most women receive no as children and spend their lives seeking affirmation. Before the fall, we were naked and unashamed, simply glorious. When Eve doubted God's heart, the consequences were severe: relational heartache, the urge to control, and male dominance. Women respond to this wound predictably. Some become controlling, abandoning vulnerability. Others become desolate and needy, fearing rejection if truly known. When the ache persists, many turn to indulgence through shopping, overeating, or fantasy. The assault on femininity is spiritual warfare. Satan targeted Eve not for weakness, but because she embodies what he despises, God's beauty and life-giving power. Women nurture life physically, emotionally, and spiritually, the antithesis of Satan's kingdom of death. Our wounds bring messages that strike our core: you're too much, or you're not enough. We make agreements with these lies, creating vows that shape our lives. Healing begins when we recognize our self-protective patterns and invite Christ into our wounded places. He never forces entry, but waits patiently. The journey starts with invitation: "Jesus, come to these shattered places." We then renounce false agreements: "I am not worthless. I am not too much. I am your beloved." Grieving follows, allowing tears that validate both the wound and your worth. Forgiveness liberates us. It doesn't minimize harm, but acknowledges, "It was wrong. It hurt me deeply, and I release you." We then ask Jesus to heal that trembling child within and tell her she no longer needs to be strong. Every woman was designed for a father's unconditional love. Many view God through the lens of distant or critical earthly fathers, yet our hearts contain space for a daddy's tender strength. We must ask God to reveal Himself as our true Father and show us our value to Him. God desires to romance us personally, healing our hearts through intimate love. Women are wired for romance, and God wants us to move beyond childlike faith to experiencing His passionate love through verses like, "You have stolen my heart." The Bible's metaphors for our relationship with God progress in intimacy, from potter clay, to shepherd sheep, to father child, to friends. Most profound is when God calls Himself our lover and us His bride, the pinnacle of redemption. God's romancing is uniquely scripted for each heart. He has tailored gifts waiting if you'll ask, "Jesus, how are you romancing me now?" He desires intimacy with the authentic you, not who you think you should be. Your worship brings him pleasure and ministers to his heart in ways only you can. You were made for this romance, and only Jesus can offer it consistently and deeply. A woman's essence is beauty, not merely physical attractiveness, but an inviting presence that expands souls. True beauty emerges from a heart at rest, not from striving. A woman of genuine beauty knows that in God she is enough. Beauty beckons and invites exploration. What she invites others to depends on her heart. One who hides invites others to hide. One who's vulnerable invites authentic relationship. To unveil beauty means offering her heart, her presence, more than her works. This gift requires coming unguarded and fully engaged. Beauty offers mercy rather than judgment, speaks from desire rather than demand, and invites others to life through vulnerability. A woman's greatest fear is offering beauty where it might be rejected. Our question is, am I lovely? And rejection answers no, driving us to hide and control. God calls us to repentance and rest and quietness and trust when doubt grips us. Women are inherently relational. While boys battle on playgrounds, girls navigate relationships. This isn't a flaw, but a glory, reflecting God's heart for connection. Women's desire for intimate relationships mirrors God's yearning for relationship with us. Eve was created as an ezer kenegdo, better translated as lifesaver or strong ally rather than simply helper. Throughout Scripture, this word describes God when desperately needed. Woman bears God's image especially in her mystery, not something forever unknowable, but something to be explored, like God Himself who wants to be sought. At our core, we want to be seen, wanted, and pursued. We long to participate in something meaningful. Despite the pain caused by impossible beauty standards, the desire to be beautiful, in both appearance and essence, persists. These aren't weaknesses, but glories to embrace. You have an irreplaceable role in this world. Throughout history, women have been essential to every great move of God, from Moses' mother saving his life, to Rahab securing entry into the Promised Land, to Mary bearing Christ. God calls women to diverse roles. Eve is God's relational specialist, keeping connections a priority in a world where they easily fade. No one can be to the people in your life who you can be to them. Your contributions to God's kingdom will be uniquely feminine, whether through a notable career or hidden life well lived. What makes you angry or brings you to tears? These passions point to your calling. We fear stepping out because past wounds urge us to play it safe, but we can only risk when resting in God's love, knowing we are chosen and beloved. You are a woman, an image bearer of God, the crown of creation. Jesus extends his hand, "May I have this dance," every day of your life.